The following is a free-for-download audiobook from the website krishnapath.org. Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 13. Devotional Service in Attachment. Out of sheer misunderstanding, some transcendentalists think that knowledge and renunciation are some of the items necessary for rising to the standard of devotional service. This is not so. The cultivation of knowledge and the renunciation of fruitive activities may be necessary to understand one's spiritual existence in relation to the material conception of life, but they are not part and parcel of the devotional service. The results of knowledge and fruitive activities are liberation and material sense gratification, respectively. Therefore, they cannot be part and parcel of devotional service. Rather, they have no intrinsic value in the discharge of devotional service. When one is freed from the resultant action of knowledge and fruitive activities, then one can be situated in devotional service. A devotee of Lord Krishna is by nature nonviolent and self-controlled, both in the mind and the senses. Therefore, he does not have to try separately to acquire the qualifications which result from cultivating knowledge and from fruitive activities. When Sri Uddhava was asking Krishna about the rules and regulations and the subjects of restriction as they are stated in the Vedic language, he asked, "Why is it that from the Vedic hymns one is enlivened in the matter of material enjoyment, while from the instruction of Veda one also is freed from all illusion and encouraged to have liberation?" End quote. The rules are supposed to be ordained by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but apparently there are contradictions. And so Uddhava inquired about how to be free from these contradictory statements of the Vedas. In reply to this, Lord Krishna informed him about the super excellence of devotional service. Quote, "From persons who are already engaged in devotional service to me, and who are fixed in their minds about me, endeavoring for the cultivation of knowledge and renunciation, are not practical or necessary." End quote. The purport is that devotional service is by itself independent of any other process. The processes of cultivating knowledge and renunciation, or meditation, may be a little helpful in the beginning, but they cannot be considered paraphernalia for discharging devotional service. In other words, devotional service can be discharged independently of the cultivation of knowledge and renunciation. In this connection, there is a verse from Skanda Purana in which Parbhut Muni said to a hunter tribesman, quote, "O hunter, the qualifications which you have now acquired, such as nonviolence and others, are not astonishing, because one who is engaged in devotional service to the Supreme Lord cannot be the source of any trouble for anyone under any circumstances." End quote. The Lord next said to Sanatana Goswami, quote, "So far as I have explained devotional service under regulative principle, now I shall explain devotional service to you in terms of transcendental attachment." End quote. The inhabitants of Vrindavan, Vrajabhumi, are practical living examples of devotional service. Theirs is ideal devotional service with attachment. Such devotion cannot be found anywhere else except in Vrajabhumi, Vrindavan. If one develops devotional service and attachment by following in the footsteps of the inhabitants of Vrajabhumi, that is called Raga Marga Bhakti, or devotional service in pursuance of attachment for the Lord. There is a statement in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu about this, quote, "Devotional service with ecstatic attachment for that service, which becomes a natural factor for the devotee, is called raga, or transcendental attachment." End quote. The devotional service discharged in that standard of raga is called radhakmika, devotion. Deep attachment and complete absorption in the object of love is called ragatmika, devotion. Examples can be seen in the activities of the residents of Vrajabhumi, and one who becomes attracted to Krishna by hearing of such attachment is certainly very fortunate. When he becomes deeply affected by such devotion as the residents of Rajabhumi and tries to follow in their footsteps, he does not care for the restrictions or regulations of the revealed scriptures. That is the characteristic of discharging raga bhakti. Devotional service with attachment is a natural inclination. One who has been attracted by such a natural inclination does not accept any argument against his conviction, even though such arguments are presented according to scriptural injunction. This natural inclination is also based on injunction, and so a person who has attachment for that particular type of devotional service toward the Supreme Lord is not required to change it simply on the strength of scriptural argument. In this connection, we should note that the class of so-called devotees known as Prakriti Sahajiya follow their own concocted ideas and represent themselves as Krishna and Radha and indulge in debauchery. This kind of devotional service and attachment is false. They are actually gliding down the hellish path. This is not the standard of ragatmika or devotion. This Prakriti Sahajiya community is actually cheated and very unfortunate. Devotional service with attachment can be executed in two ways, externally and internally. Externally, the devotee strictly follows the regulative principles, beginning with chanting and hearing and other regulations, while internally he always thinks of the attachment which attracts him to serve the Supreme Lord. He always thinks of his special devotional service and attachment. Such a real devotee's attachment does not violate this regulative principles of devotional service, but he adheres to them strictly, and yet, within his mind, he always thinks of his particular attachment. All the inhabitants of Brajabhumi, Vrindavan, are very dear to Krishna. A devotee in attachment selects one of the inhabitants and follows in his footsteps in order to be successful in his own devotional service. A pure devotee in attachment always follows such a personality of Brajabhumi within himself. It is advised in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that a pure devotee in devotional service with attachment should always remember the activities of a particular inhabitant of Raja, even though he is not able to live directly in Vrajabhumi or Vrindavan. Thus he may always think of Vrajabhumi and Vrindavan. Such confidential devotees in attachment are divided into several categories. Some of them are servants, some of them are friends, some of them are parents, and some of them are conjugal lovers. In devotional service with attachment, one has to follow a particular type of devotee of Rajabhumi. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 25th chapter, it is stated, quote, "The word matpara is used only for persons who are satisfied with the idea of becoming an adherent of me alone. They consider that I am their soul, I am their friend, I am their son, I am their master, and I am their well-wisher. I am their God, and I am their supreme goal. My dear mother, there is no action of time upon such devotees." End quote. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the author offers his respectful obeisances to such persons who are always think of Krishna as he is, as when he is son, well-wisher, brother, friend, father, or any such relationship. Anyone following the principles of devotional service with attachment and in terms of a particular devotee in Vrajabhumi certainly achieves the highest perfectional love of Godhead in that spirit. There are two developmental characteristics for such seeds of love of Godhead. They are known as rati, or attachment, and bhava, the condition immediately preceding love of Godhead. By these two characteristics, the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna is conquered by such devotees. These two characteristics are there before any symptoms of love of Godhead. This was explained by Lord Chaitanya Tusanathan Goswami. Lord Chaitanya said that there is really no end to describing the system of devotional service with attachment, and he is simply trying to offer a sampling of such devotional service. Lord Chaitanya then said to Sanatana Goswami that he would describe the ultimate goal of devotional service, that which is meant for such a person who wants to attain perfection. When one's attachment for Krishna becomes very deep, this condition is called love of Godhead. Such a state of being is called the permanent situation of the devotee. Kaviraj Goswami has offered in this connection his respectful obeisances unto Lord Chaitanya for his sublime teachings of love of Godhead. It is stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, O you Supreme Personality of Godhead, whoever awarded such pure devotional service to anyone else, O most magnanimous incarnation of the Personality of Godhead, for my part I offer my respectful obeisances to this incarnation, known as Gaur Krishna. End quote. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the state of being in love of Godhead is compared to the sunshine emanating from the sun of love for Godhead, and this shining makes the devotee's heart more and more lovely. The heart of such a devotee is situated in a transcendental position beyond the modes of goodness of material nature, and the process of making the heart further and further sterilized by the sunshine of love is called bhava. This description of bhava is given by Rupa Goswami. Bhava is called the permanent characteristic, and the crucial point of progress for bhava is called the marginal state of love of Godhead. When the bhava state becomes deeper and deeper, the learned devotees call that state of being love of Godhead. In the Narada Pancharatra, there is a verse in which it is stated, quote, when one is firmly convinced that Vishnu is the only object of love and worship, and there is no one else and no demigod for his devotional service, it is accepted that he is feeling intimacy in love of Godhead, and is approved by such personalities as Bhishma, Prahlad, Uddhava, and Narada. End quote. If someone, on account of some righteous activities which provoke devotional service, as influenced by such an attitude of service, and takes shelter of the good association of the pure devotees, then he develops an attachment for chanting and hearing. In such a state of mind, the development of chanting and hearing makes him advance further and further in the matter of regulative devotional service to the Supreme Lord. And, as he advances in the regulative service of the Supreme Lord, so, proportionately, his misgivings of the material world diminish. Beginning with faith and advancing in the process of hearing and chanting, the devotee becomes more and more firmly fixed in that faith. That faith gradually develops into taste, and that taste gradually develops into attachment. When the attachment becomes purer, then it is exhibited in two characteristics, which are called bhava and rati. When this principle of rati becomes deeper, it is called love of Godhead. Love of Godhead is the ultimate goal of human life. This process is summarized in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Rupa Goswami. Quote, the first thing required is faith, and from faith one associates with pure devotees, and by such association one develops devotional service. And when he develops devotional service, his misgivings are diminished. Then he is situated in firm conviction, and from that conviction, he develops a taste and advances up to the stage of attachment of life, which is known as regulative principles of devotional service. And after that stage, when he still further makes progress, it is called bhava, or a permanent situation. Such love of God can go further and deeper, and then is called the highest stage of love of Godhead. In Sanskrit, this highest stage is called prema. The word prema can be explained as love of God without any exchange or return. Actually, the words prema and love are not synonymous, but still one can say that prema is the highest stage of love. When one who has attained the stage of prema is the most perfect human being. Srimad Bhagavatam also confirms this statement in the third canto, 25th chapter. Only by the association of pure devotees, one can develop a taste for Krishna consciousness, and when he tries to apply such developed Krishna consciousness in his life, one can achieve all other things up to the stages of bhava and prema. Lord Chaitanya next described the symptoms of a person who has developed from faith to the stage of bhava. He is characterized as follows. He is never agitated, even if there are causes for agitation. The next characteristic is that he does not waste his time for a moment. He is always anxious to do something for Krishna consciousness. Even if he has no engagement, he'll find some work to do for Krishna's satisfaction. The next characteristic is that he is not like anything which is not connected with Krishna. He never hankers after personal respect. Although he is in the best position, still he does not hanker after being honored by others. And he is confident in his task. He is never under the impression that he is not making progress or achieving the supreme goal of life or going back to Godhead, going back to home. He is fully convinced that he is making progress toward that site. As such, with more and more confidence, he is always very busy to achieve that highest goal of life. He is very much attached to the gratification of the Lord, or chanting or hearing about the Lord, and at all times he is always attached to describing the transcendental qualities of the Lord. He wants to live in such places as Mathura, Vrindavan, or Dwarka. These symptoms are all visible in a person who has developed to the stage of bhava. This state of bhava is described in connection with King Prickit, when he was sitting on the bank of the Ganges to meet his death because of being cursed by a Brahmin boy. He spoke as follows, quote, "All the Brahmins present here, as well as Mother Ganges, may know that I am a soul completely surrendered to Krishna. I do not mind, even if I am immediately bitten by the snake sent by the Brahmin boy. Let the snake bite me as it likes, but I shall be pleased if all of you present here go on chanting the message of Krishna." End quote. Such a devotee is always anxious to see that his time is not wasted in anything which is not connected with Krishna. As such, desires derived from fruitive activities or from yogic meditation or by the cultivation of knowledge are not liked by him. He is simply attached to favorable words in relation with Krishna. Such pure devotees of the Lord always go on praying to the Supreme Lord with tears in their eyes, and their minds are always engaged in recollecting the activities of the Lord, and with their bodies they offer obeisances. Thus they are satisfied. Any devotee who is acting in such devotional service dedicates his life and body for that purpose. King Bharat was also a pure devotee, and under his name India is called Bharatvarsh. He left his household life and kingdom at an early age. He left his devoted, beautiful wife, his sons and friends and kingdom and everything, just as if they were stool. Such are the symptoms of persons who have developed bhava in their devotional service. Such a person in devotional service always thinks of himself as the most wretched, and he is only satisfied that someday or other, Krishna will be kind enough to favor him by engaging him in devotional service. In the Padma Purana, another instance of the pure devotee is found, where the king, although the best of all human beings, was begging from door to door and was even praying to the lowest of human society, the Chandala. Sri Sanatana Goswami later composed the following verse, quote, "I am low in love of Godhead, and I haven't any asset for hearing about devotional service. Neither do I have any understanding of the science of devotional service, nor do I have any cultivation of knowledge, nor any righteous activities behind me, nor am I born of high family. But, O darling of the damsels of Raja, still I maintain a hope for achieving you, and that hope is disturbing me." End quote. So a devotee, being touched deeply by such strong desire, always chants, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this connection, a nice verse by Bill Mungala appears in Krishna Karnamrita. Quote, O player of the nice flute, Krishna, the beauty of your boyhood activities is very wonderful in this world. You know the agitation of my mind, and I know what you are. Nobody knows how confidential our relationship is. Now my eyes are anxious to see you and your face, but I cannot see you. Please let me know what I shall do. End quote. A similar passage appears in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Rupa Goswami, which states, quote, O Govinda, this young girl with tears in her eyes is crying in a sweet voice, chanting your glories. End quote. Such pure devotees are always anxious to describe the glories of Krishna and to live in a place where Krishna exhibited his pastimes. A similar verse appears again in Krishna Karanamrita. Quote, This body of Krishna is so nice. His face is so nice. Everything about him is only sweet and fragrant. End quote. A similar passage also appears in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Quote, O lotus-eyed one, when shall I be able to always chant your holy name and be agitated in that chanting? And when shall I be able to dance on the bank of the Yamuna? End quote. All the above descriptions made by Lord Chaitanya to Sanatana Goswami are called symptoms of the bhava stage of devotional service. Next, he proceeds to describe the symptoms of actual love for Krishna. He says that nobody can understand a person who has developed love of Krishna. Neither his words, his activities, nor his symptoms. Even if one is very learned, it is very difficult for him to understand a pure devotee in the love of Godhead. This is confirmed in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu also. A person engaged in devotional service becomes slackened in his heart when singing the glorification of the Supreme Lord. Because the Lord is very dear to him, in glorifying the Lord's name, fame, etc., he becomes almost like an insane man, and in such a condition of life, he sometimes laughs, sometimes he cries, sometimes he dances, and without any consideration of the situation, he continues in such activities. And by gradual development of his love of Godhead, he increases his affection, his emotion, his ecstasy. Such attachment, Mahabhava, is the highest stage of devotional love. It can be found like molasses or sugar, which are different stages of the same thing. But the highest stage is called sugar candy. In different stages of the same juice, sugar candy becomes more and more palatable. Similarly, in love of Godhead, by a gradual process of development, transcendental pleasure is increased to the highest stage for the real devotee.